What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Greetings, adventurers, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World game, where your questions and ideas combine with our totally random in-the-moment dice rolls to inspire off-the-cuff adventures. I'm ZZ Jamaloo, your host, joined as always by my brother, Zach.
But you can call me Zachamedes. That's my Guilds and Goblins character. He's a goblin and an egg chanter who casts magic spells through his eggs. And I'm here with my buddy, Scully the Squid.
A.K.A. Skullin' Bones. Skullin' is a skeleton trickster who can move and rearrange all the bones in their body. Oh, and that's my friend Lola Rabbit.
But in Guilds and Goblins, I play Lolandra. She's a werebunny who can control plants with her nature magic.
We're at the end of our four-part Guilds and Goblins adventure, answering questions from patrons Emma and Serafina, as well as our listeners Maggie, Julia, and Ruby. But before we get to that adventure, we're going to give you a quick recap.
So our team has all jumped inside the Trumpet of Travel to break the curse and free all the people from all the different guilds that are trapped inside.
Yeah, but it seems like there's a lot of trouble and turmoil inside the Trumpet, and their little magical world seems to be falling apart.
The only way out is through a portal, but that portal turned into a rainbow and swam away.
So we're trying to get the colors of the rainbow one by one. We've made an uneasy truce with Fox, who only seems to want to help us in order to make himself more powerful.
Lolandra has the color red coursing through a body,
and Zachamedes has the color green, trapped inside a mossy egg.
And somewhere out there is Wolf, who has captured the color yellow and won't rest until she's captured us too.
And that is where our story starts.
Fox, why is Wolf tracking us down? And why is she capturing the rainbow? Did you sell us out?
Not intentionally, but Wolf is an excellent tracker, and I might have shared my theory with her about how to find the rainbow
before I realized I could get you to help me.
Ah, perfect. Now Wolf's gonna eat the rainbow, trap us here forever, then eat us too.
In theory, we should be able to call the portal as long as we have the majority of the rainbow under our control.
I think I might have an idea how to find indigo.
What even is that color?
It's like a dark blue meets a dark purple. And my mom used to always wear an indigo scarf to inspire her when she painted.
So we gotta find some inspiration or art or something?
Or maybe people wondering at someone else's art.
Like at a pickle parade, perhaps?
Exactly.
And whoever said the skeletons weren't clever?
Whoever did say that? We're plenty clever.
Oh, well, I've said it multiple times, but perhaps I was wrong.
Oh, I can't stand this, Fox. Let's get back to town fast.
And so you race back to town, but you hear a howl in the distance. It seems Wolf has caught your scent at last. And while with Lola's bunny jumps, you do get back to town first. You sense the Wolf will be arriving soon.
I want to look around for the rainbow as soon as we can see the parade.
Hundreds of people gather in the square of this rundown town as a parade of floating pickles, all of different sizes, shapes, colors, and textures, float through the air, some of them even glowing in their jars.
Wow!
Children sit on their parents' shoulders as the hot rain washes their faces clean, and you can see their bright smiles from blocks away. Everybody roll wonder.
Oh yeah, and we have to roll better than the fox.
Well, maybe not. You actually don't see the fox anymore.
Ah, they're up to something. I got a 16.
I got a 12.
Oh boy, I got another natural one.
With only four colors left, The rainbow is getting harder to see. But Zack, you're the first to find it swirling around the children as they watch the parade.
Well, I want to point it out to Scullin, since it was their idea that helped us find it.
All right, Zack. I'll award you a heart for being so kind.
Nice!
Okay, Scullin, give it your best shot.
You bet. My best shot was an 8.
Scullin, as you wrestle with the rainbow, you feel a sense of wonder and a burst of imagination flow through you. But then you imagine your mother, the brave pirate captain, who you haven't seen since she was lost at sea. The rainbow suddenly slips away, leaving you feeling jaded and pessimistic.
Well, that's not hard. I'm so bad at rolling dice.
You take one hurt as you see the Fennec Fox suddenly appear out of a flurry of snow, just as a massive gray, shaggy wolf leaps into view. Both of them running toward the rainbow. Lolandra, you haven't acted yet, but you also haven't seen the rainbow.
I don't know anything about this wolf, but I just can't bring myself to help Fox.
You see them both diving in the same direction. What do you do, Lolandra?
Alright, I'm gonna try to control one of these pickles in the pickle parade again, and just kind of nudge it right in the way of the fox, so that nobody can tell it was me.
Okay, but pickled vegetables in a jar are a lot harder to control than plants in the ground.
So I rolled there, but it's a hard roll?
Exactly.
That's a 12.
And a 13 plus 3 is 16!
The pickle pig is the only one to feel your power as you reach out to the cucumber. And the jar clonks right into the fox, leaving the wolf to barge into the middle of the parade and suddenly start to glow with a swirl of indigo and yellow.
Now we're tied 2-2. Lolandra, I hope you have a plan.
The sun has gone colder still, and the snowy slush upon the ground starts to harden into ice, even as the rain gets hotter. So the icy ground keeps melting and refreezing.
I guess our distraction's over,
says the pickle pig, controlling the jars.
Okay, everybody, move back. Get to safety. The rain is too hot, and the ground is too treacherous,
says the pickle pig guard. And the townspeople flee under awnings and inside buildings. But you soon see hundreds of pairs of eyes peeking out of every window and between every crate as they watch you face down Fox and Wolf.
Outsiders!
Howls Wolf, her eyes now glowing bright yellow, and her fur becoming streaked with indigo.
You have brought ruin upon this land. First off, we're not outsiders. We're from your guilds.
And secondly, this land was already turning into a desert before we arrived.
And thirdly, the fact that we may seem strange and different to you shouldn't make our opinions any less valid.
I'll let you each roll wonder to see if you can change the mind of Fox or Wolf. Who got the best roll?
I think I did at a 17.
Unfortunately, Wolf rolled a natural 20. She is not ready to listen to reason. But you see Fox pause and scurry back under the canopy of a nearby kiosk to shelter from the uncomfortably hot rain.
Ooh, I'm not falling for any more of your tricks. You're clearly working with Fox, and they've been nothing but trouble as long as I've known them.
Even when I roll well, things don't turn out the way I want.
I know, Scullin. Sometimes the dice tell a story of their own.
That's right, Scullin. Have a little faith. His story ain't done being told just yet.
Oh, I know, Dice. I've got a plan.
All right, Scullin. You're an idea factory tonight.
What do you do?
I start sobbing uncontrollably.
Okay, it's good to share your feelings.
And I'm feeling cold as the sun and sad as a skeleton who's always had to struggle.
The street has now turned into an icy river, but the rain is so hot that you're going to take hurt if you don't find shelter. But swimming along this icy river, you all suddenly see a 3-colored rainbow splash up and out of the sandy water. The color blue is brightest of all, And Skellen, I'm going to reward you one heart for facing your feelings and drawing out the rainbow.
Ow, Blue, I should have seen it.
Well, the wolf certainly has. And she's diving from one sheet of ice to the next as she makes her way toward the three-colored rainbow. What do you do?
Well, first things first, I want to use my fiery egg shield to project all three of us from the hot rain and the icy river.
A shield that big and strong is a little outside of your power zone.
What if I use a heart?
Okay then, the biggest egg shield you've ever made forms a sort of sideways oval, catching you, Lolandra, and Skullin's head. So as long as you stay close to one another, you won't take any hurt from the weather. If I pick up Zack and Skellen, can I still bounce for the rainbow? You could do that, but if you're holding both of them, it's going to be harder to catch the rainbow.
Okay, fine. I jump out of the egg shield and just go for it.
Searing rain and icy water splash onto you as you bound from ice floe to ice floe. You're neck and neck with Wolf. Skellen, do you want to do anything before she rolls?
Wolf chased the rest of my skeleton bones out of town earlier, right?
Wait, you're still just a head walking around on a hand?
Yep.
Then what the bones happened to your body?
Can I sense my skeleton at all?
It's out of sight, but I'll let you roll for it.
Oh, that's a 5. Can I use my heart to re-roll?
Of course.
Skeleton fingers crossed. An 11?
Just good enough. You do sense your bones, very nearby, in fact.
Then I want to try to call them towards me, wherever they may be.
Something's going down the wrong path, I think.
No way. She ate your skeleton.
Skellen is making this roll a lot harder for the wolf. Lolandra, you reach the rainbow first, but jumps alone can't conquer the sadness radiating from it. It's a straight dare roll for you, and a hard dare roll for the wolf.
Let's do this!
That's my 3rd natural one of the game. Maybe the wolf will also roll a natural one? No, but she did roll a 4. As you both tug on the color blue, it seems to stretch and pull and start to separate away from the rainbow. But instead of flowing into one of you, it grows brittle and shatters like ice. The tiny blue shards fly off in every direction, and everyone in the square suddenly feels deeply sad and lonely. You all take one hurt.
Whoa, does my shield protect me and Skellen?
Roll learn to see if you can stay focused.
13!
You and Skellen are safe, and it appears no one, or everyone, has gotten the color blue.
You've doomed us all! Little bunny,
cries Wolf.
Oh, what good are my schemes if we are all trapped here forever?
Joins in Fox.
Lola starts crying too. I always like to make the best of everything, but I can't really see a silver lining here.
It's the next round, and none of you can see the rainbow anywhere. Lolandra, if you don't get to safety, you're going to get hurt again this round.
What about me? If my skeleton bones are out there with Wolf.
Oh, that's right.
Your skeleton has finished climbing out of Wolf's mouth, looking quite chewed and slobbery.
Fortunately, Wolf's too busy trying to find the rainbow, so you can try to move your body to safety, too.
If I just focus on the shield, can I make sure it stays up?
Yes, Zachamedes. It'll hold up against the heat and the cold, but if anyone attacks the shield, you'll still have to roll to keep it up.
Okay, I'm gonna do that, and tell Skellia and Lolandra, come on, you two, get back here quick!
I want to try to scoop up Skellen's body and hop back to Zack's shield. This wide avenue at the center of town has turned into a raging river of hot, silty water, with giant, treacherous ice flows freezing over left and right before being melted again by the hot rain. So it's gonna take a dare roll to get back to the shield safely. If I rely on my bunny hops going from ice flow to ice flow, can I make it an easy roll? Very clever, Lolandra, yes.
19 plus 4.
With a total of 23, you effortlessly bound from ice flow to ice flow without so much as singeing a paw. And you and Skellen are safe inside the shield.
Please let me in.
You hear a muffled request from Fox from right outside the bubble.
Fine, get in quick!
This is worse than I could have imagined. No one is safe now.
I can hold up this shield as long as Wolf doesn't attack us.
But of course, you do see Wolf headed your way. Skullin, you're the only one who hasn't acted. What do you do?
Well, I want to finally join my head and hand back to my body. And then I just want to soak up the warmth of this fire shield and take one deep, calming breath, even though I'm a skeleton and I don't have lungs. I'm feeling safe, 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 and warm, like I'm sunbathing my bones on the deck of a ship.
And with that, you see why Wolf is lunging towards you. A two-color rainbow, with orange glowing bright, has just leapt out of the water and swirls around your fire shield, swimming its way to Skullin.
Yeah, Skullin, nice going!
But before the rainbow can get all the way through the shield, Wolf leaps through the air, snapping at the color orange. She manages to hold on, but half the rainbow is still on your side. What do you do?
I've got to keep holding up this shield. That wolf's too dangerous.
Hey, Zizi, does the wolf look like, hurt at all?
Now that she's up close and personal, you can see through the fire shield that she's been scalded by rain, and her paws are red raw from painful ice and snow.
And having a skeleton climb out her mouth couldn't have felt good.
No, indeed. Wolf doesn't look like she can take much more punishment.
So if we just hold on to our piece of the rainbow, Wolf will be too hurt to hold on any longer.
I let her into the shield.
What?
Yeah, we gotta do it, Skullin.
She literally ate me, and she won't listen to reason.
You're all so tightly packed inside the shield that you can hardly move or breathe.
Eesh. Wet Wolf probably doesn't smell much better than wet dog.
Zach, you're gonna have to roll learn, but I'm gonna make it an easy roll for you this time.
I might need it. Ooh, I really needed it. 8 + 4 = 12.
You can feel your spell almost fail, but as the wolf enjoys the warmth of your shield, and you all feel safe, even if just for a moment, the color orange swirls through your shield, making it wider and stronger, and the color orange flows into you, Zachamedes. As you keep all of these people safe and warm, then your eyes start to glow a bright, flittering orange.
Why'd you save me?
Whimpers Wolf as she flops down to the bottom of your shield.
Well, you know, ignorance is no excuse for intolerance.
What?
But if we left you out there with that burning rain and icy sun, before ever trying to understand you...
Oh, then we wouldn't have been much better.
Fox has just played so many tricks on me. I don't know who I can trust anymore.
I gave up trying to reason with you years ago, so that's what I became.
Okay, we're a couple of kids. We can't teach you two to trust again after all these years of he said, she said. But look at your people out there.
Fox and Wolf do look, and they see their townsfolk, people from many different guilds, all huddled against the painfully hot rain and the dreadfully cold sun.
You're supposed to be their leaders, and it's not fair that a couple of kids have to save this world for you.
We've got one more color to catch, so one of you better start feeling really purple right away, because I can't hold this shield much longer.
Well, purple is obviously the color of royalty, and seeing as I was born to lead, the color purple should naturally flow towards me.
How are you still so full of baloney? No one's born royal. You gotta struggle and work, and then you become better than everybody else. Which is what I did. So that makes me the best and the most royal of them all.
Hey, these two are really full of themselves.
Do I have a seed in my pocket or something? You're a nature mage. Of course you do.
Well, I see how Skullin's body is all beat up and chewed, so I whisper to this little seed. What do you whisper to the seed?
I say, there's no such thing as nobles. We are what we do.
And I place it on one of their busted up ribs. Then I want to make the seed sprout out into a sprawling purple flowering vine that wraps up all the creaks and cracks in Skullin's bones. Ooh, roll wonder, and I'll make this an easy roll.
18, yes!
Skull and Bones, you've been through the ringer today, both physically and emotionally. And despite all your wonderful ideas, not a single color of the rainbow has flowed into you just yet.
Yeah, what gives?
But these ropey green vines flow around your battered body, and gorgeous purple flowers bloom from them. A single band of purple flows back into the shield. It has to pass by Fox and Wolf to get to Skullin, and you see it getting pulled in their direction. But they bickered rather than work together, and this tiny, shrinking wisp of rainbow slips away from their grasping paws and flows into you, Skullin, making your flowery vines feel even more verdant and full of life.
Impossible! How can something I puked up 5 minutes ago be more noble than me?
And with that, the sky goes dark, and the rain suddenly stops. Zakamidi's shield is the only bright glow left in this tiny world, and you can hear more than see the townsfolk barreling towards you, fear and hope bubbling up all at once.
Get me out of here.
I don't think
we have much time.
Help us. Wolf, I don't know how to make a portal, but I think the best way is to put every piece of this rainbow back together.
Wolf, I know you don't trust me, but I think we need to trust them right now.
All right,
says Wolf, and she lets loose a howl. Yellow and indigo billow out of her mouth in a frosty cloud as the air grows cold. The colors combine with your fire shield, making it bigger and brighter. A yellow, orange, indigo bubble of magic. Dozens of townspeople can suddenly fit inside. I want to join hands with Skullin and Zek, and anybody else that wants in. Then I want to let the red of the rainbow that I captured flow into those green vines I made for Skullin. The vines grow taller towards the shield, stretching away from your bones, Skullin.
I shape my body into a ladder to help the vines climb.
And I crack my mossy green egg right over Skullin's head.
Ew.
Goopy green and glowing purple and vibrant red reach toward the shield, and it grows until everyone in the town can just barely fit inside. And with every townsperson that passes through this ever-expanding shield, a little bit more blue shines around you as well.
Oh yeah, they'd each been hit by a piece of the blue rainbow.
I need you to each roll wonder, but you can take the best roll and add the best odds.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Did anyone get better than a 5?
No.
Nope.
The rainbow shield starts swirling around you, funneling up and out like a cyclone. The people at the edges are gently lifted up and out of the trumpet of travel. But as it gets closer to you, the base of the cyclone starts to freeze, and you all take one hurt from the suddenly unbearable cold.
Oh, can I make these vines wrap around us and try to protect us from the cold?
I'll let you roll dare as you quickly try to shape the vines.
Oh no, that's a 2+3. I don't have any heart or anything.
Wait, I have one heart. I want to let out every piece of my ship in the bottle and let the wood help shore up the vines. And I want to use my heart, too, to make it as strong as possible.
Okay, but your ship in the bottle would be trapped here forever.
Well, yeah, better than us, though.
Good point.
Here goes nothing. A 7.
Oh, no.
And a 17.
Ooh, that was too close.
Oh, thank goodness.
The vines around you start to freeze and crack, but Skullin lets out his ship in the bottle, its wood growing and expanding, until you and the last of the townsfolk are protected for a brief moment inside the biggest, most beautiful pirate ship you've ever seen. Before, it too starts to crack and splinter and break apart.
Thank you, ship in a bottle.
As you are all finally freed from the trumpet of travel. And that is where we'll end our adventure.
We did it!
Yeah!
Ooh, that was a rush, I'll tell ya.
Well, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed this 4-part Guilds and Goblins adventure. I'd like to thank Eric O'Keefe and Karen O'Keefe, our co-creators, Craig Martinson for our theme song, our always awesome helper, Miss Lynn, and all you kids at home who know we don't have to tolerate intolerance. Until we adventure again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.